have here at 8:41.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. Over the past 2 years, the state of California has awarded Ventura County school districts more than $35 million in special grants to build regional career pathways. These are major public investments in collaboration by business and education to develop a skilled workforce. Joining us to talk with us today about what that means for Ventura County are Bruce Stensley, President and CEO of the Economic Development Collaborative Ventura County and a member of the Ventura County and the California Workforce Development Boards. Also, Dr. Tiffany Morse, Executive Director of Career Education at the Ventura County Office of Education and a member of our local Workforce Development Board committees. Good morning. How are we today?
Great. Thank you.
Good morning.
Excellent to have you aboard here this morning. Bruce, let's start with you. What is the economic strategy behind California's targeted investment in building regional career pathways?
So the strategy is based on the reality that California's competitiveness is built on the skills of its labor, the productivity of its workforce. We see that at risk, though, because we see a lot of employers in Ventura County and around the state are not able to find the skilled workers they need. Career pathways are the strategy in response to that in a couple of different ways. One, it responds to both kids and businesses, demonstrating the relevance of work. It's not only good for all kids, it's especially good for the kids who are looking for jobs in those skills that require apprenticeships, skill certifications, AA degrees, that kind of thing.
Isn't it interesting? One side there is no work, and the other side there is no workers. So we have to get them trained to be prepared.
So we need to do better at preparing them, absolutely, and this is part of the solution.
All right, Tiffany, good morning. And talking about a career pathway, what is it? And give us an example, if you could.
So career pathways are really just a series of opportunities for kids, both classes and enrichment opportunities, that prepare students for careers in specific industries. So whether kids go to college or not, everyone is ultimately going to have a career. So it's really focusing on that career development from middle school through high school, community college, and other training opportunities for students. So at the high school, that really looks like taking those electives that you used to know, like wood shop and auto shop, and revamping them with a career focus. So we take that wood shop class and we turn it into building and construction, and a series of classes in building and construction that might include blueprint reading. We take the auto shop class and we turn it into automotive technologies and training. So students are really preparing to be automotive technicians. They get an industry certification. They go work in an internship. So it's about connecting programs from the middle school through the high school. And the thing that's unique about pathways, as Bruce was saying, it's really driven by the local needs of businesses and the economic needs so that we can have a skilled workforce in those areas that are really growing where we need talented workers. So that might include cybersecurity, engineering, unmanned aerial vehicles, advanced manufacturing. It's really putting those programs into high schools, middle schools, and community colleges.
See, when I was a kid, if they would have just told me in algebra and geometry that I could be able to lay pavers in my backyard if I just learned this, that would have been a good way to apply that for my little brain back then. Not that it grew much, but demonstration and also having a goal, having a project, and having an outcome. I think that really helps people as opposed to just throwing the alphabet into math. That was really irritating. Tiffany, let's stay with you. School districts, community colleges, and universities are known for their independence. How are Ventura County educators working together to grow career pathways across this region?
That's a really good question, and I'll tell you, we don't have this entirely figured out. This is a question that plagues education everywhere, but we think that one of the really important steps is creating opportunities for those folks to all work together and to spend time together. It seems like that's a very simple solution, but there really is no mechanism for community college faculty and middle school faculty to meet or university folks to meet with high school faculty. So we've done a really good job of this, particularly in like our unmanned aerial vehicle pathway, drones. We had a summer camp where faculty came together from middle school, high school, community college, and they all worked on developing a class together. We have an unmanned aerial vehicle class for high school students that's held at Channel Islands University. and that's led to research opportunities. They were just using the UAVs recently to track whale migration. So really spending time together to build and collaborate in these pathway opportunities is important.
And we were just talking about a drone racing league, mm-hmm. that they're putting this into a NASCAR with drones. So other applications for fun and also for education and research are being used. Bruce, back to you. How and why are local employers helping to support the development of career pathways here in Ventura County?
Well, first, the why. The why is sort of an enlightened self-interest issue. As noted, we have employers with really good jobs locally looking to employ kids from our region. It's difficult to attract people from outside the region. So we're wanting to make sure that we connect kids to these jobs locally any way we can, remain competitive. But the other issue in terms of how, any number of ways, we've got job shadowing opportunities, we're creating internships, businesses are being really clever in figuring out, for example, on Manufacturing Day annually, where firms open up their businesses to show the diversity of careers and skills needed inside those workplaces. Businesses are donating equipment. There are a variety of ways, and they're being creative in it every day.
Now let's finish with a question for both of you. We'll start with Tiffany. What can our listeners do to help build the career pathways that we need in Ventura County? Give a tip for our listeners.
I would say reach out. Connect with the local education institutions. If your only exposure to high school students is at the movie theater or at the mall, you probably need to reach out and find other ways to connect with them in positive environments where you can really mentor them and teach them and help them see the possibilities for the future in Ventura County.
And Bruce?
Absolutely. Reach out, get connected, find out what's going on in those businesses in your neighborhood, and make sure that your employer, if wherever you're working, is figuring out a way to connect with schools, and the opportunities are unlimited.
Now, I know somebody who owns a transmission shop in town, a highly successful one, and his hardest thing is getting a good worker who has been trained. These days in transmissions, apparently you have to have huge computer skills. Your math skills have to be up. It's even though turning wrenches is still a part of it. And he's always saying, you know, what can we do? And I believe Ventura has a good program, and perhaps Oxnard does. But it is the thing. And I've always thought, and Rich and I and Perry, we've talked about this in the past. It's interesting how I think if you tell a kid, you can do this, you can make that, and you can work these hours. Because look, if you have a transmission business, most of your work is going to be 9 to 5. The pay is quite good. And it's very consistent. You know, cars aren't going away anytime soon. And you get the kids into this thing like, oh, I don't have to study French literature. I think that could be a really effective way, but it's just how do we do it? You know, that is one of the big issues out there because apparently the jobs are available and the, you know, employers are in need.
Have any indication, any studies done to see how the gap has been filled over the past few years from where we were 5 years ago in terms of the gap between employers' needs and the people they need being trained and where we are now with that?
There have been a lot of groups, and particularly a couple in California, where businesses have come together and said, these are the skills that we're looking for across industries. And so as education, our job is really to respond to that and take those needs that have been described by businesses and say, how can we integrate this into the curriculum? How can we make sure that the employers, that your friend who owns the transmission shop, that we can provide trained and skilled workers and students who know that's a career option, know there's great pay and good hours in that, and how can we connect them to the local employers here? So there are studies, and we are taking the data from those studies and trying to put it into application here in Ventura County using all this money that we've been awarded recently.
And I think for young women, too, it's important for them to know because we did a little study ourselves on how many women are getting into the automotive industry. And one of them was saying, while I was getting my education, I was making $50,000 a year because she apprenticed, got a job, and was learning through. And a lot of kids don't realize this. While you're 20, you're making a significant wage while somebody else is, and I say just going to school, but they could be going to school with a big goal. Other kids, it seems, are just being stored in some psychology class in some college somewhere.
Yeah, and the career pathways are so excellent at not only teaching kids and others hands-on skills, but it's the problem-solving skills, the ability to interact with others and do it in a group environment. It's the way we work today. It's the way we should be learning today as well.
Excellent. Well, great to have both of you here this morning. We appreciate it. Employers interested in career pathways are welcome to attend meetings of the Workforce Development Board Industry Sector Committees. For meeting information, visit WorkforceVenturaCounty.org. That's WorkforceVenturaCounty.org, or call 805-477-5306. We'll do the website again, WorkforceVenturaCounty.org, or 805-477-5306. Once again, thank you very much for coming into KVTA this morning.
Thank you.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to WorkforceVenturaCounty.org.